Welcome to my library.
This is Web Genie with an installment from my reading diary. So, what have I been reading lately? I picked up Garth Nix's Trouble Twisters at a Scholastic Book Fair. The book is co-written with Sean Williams. It is the first book in a series about a pair of twins who discover they are Trouble Twisters, destined to protect the world from an evil force that wants to consume all life. This was a quick, fun read, and like most of Garth Nix's young adult stories, there's nothing particularly childish about it, aside from the Scholastic imprint. The twins are well-drawn and likable. If you have children that you read to, then I think this will be a series you both can enjoy, probably ages 8 and up. I also read Mercedes Lackey's Unnatural Issue, published by Daw. I read somewhere that Mercedes' ambition is to write more books than Isaac Asimov. With the multiple series she has in progress, she's certainly on her way to that goal. Of all of her current series, I find The Elemental Masters the most interesting from a plot and structure perspective. In each one, she takes a classic fairy tale and reinvents it within her chosen world. A world that is roughly set in late Victorian Edwardian time, where magic exists. This gives her characters an opportunity to rail against racism, sexism, and classism while still having servants available to make tea and do laundry. In Unnatural Issue, the fairy tale being retold is Donkey Skin. In case you don't remember, Donkey Skin discusses incest, sometimes in metaphor and sometimes explicitly. Regardless of whether the father consummates the relationship or not, the daughter is always forced to flee. Although this is a continuing series, each book does stand on its own. I understand that Mercedes is a particular taste, so while I enjoy her, I realize she's not for everyone. But if you are looking to see how a pro riffs on a classic, then you should check this series out. As a side note, I found the book cover illustration with the pears turning into little creatures particularly appealing. I tucked into The Cloud Roads by Martha Wells, published by Nightshade Books. A new Martha Wells book is a great treat, and this book is the start of a new series. In The Cloud Roads, Ms. Wells introduces us to Moon, a shapeshifter who can transform himself into a winged creature. He has spent his life searching for others like himself and hiding what he is from unfriendly eyes. This is a great book, really enjoyable. Ms. Wells uses her anthropologist eye to create a really believable but totally alien society. The second book from the series has already been published, and the third is planned for next January. I'm jumping on board to start reading now, so that I'll have the pleasure of rereading the series as new books come out. That's one of the things I really like about her books, is that they have great reread value. It's recommended. And look what just came in through the mail, a care package from the Dragon Page Studio. The first and second books in Mark Hodder's Burton and Swinburne series, The Strange Affair of Spring-Heeled Jack and The Curious Case of the Clockwork Man, both are published by Pyre Books. These books precede the expedition to the Mountains of the Moon. Clearly, I'm going to have to shut myself up in a closet and catch up here. I know that The Strange Affair of Spring-Heeled Jack received rave reviews. Also in my happy box, Infidel by Cameron Hurley, published by Nightshade Books. Ooh, this features a band of female assassins facing off against our heroine. She's a former member of their band who's developed a more peaceful lifestyle. This seems pretty tasty too. I've got a copy of George Mann's The Affinity Bridge, published by Tor. This has a steampunk setting with the agents of Queen Victoria solving a series of sinister mysteries. On the other side of the Atlantic, I have Andrew P. Mayer's The Falling Machine, published by Pyre. It's another steampunk fantasy set in the 1880s New York. Our heroine must rescue a band of heroes from the greatest villain the world has ever seen. I didn't make that up, you know. It's right there on the jacket copy. The greatest villain the world has ever seen. And her partner in this adventure is a robot. I also have Mike Resnick's The Buntline Special, published by Pyre. This begins the story told in The Doctor and the Kid. It features Wyatt Earp and Thomas Edison, mixing steampunk and magic in the Old West. Finally, I have a copy of Carol Berg's The Demon Prison, published by Rock. This is a book I mentioned in Reader's Diary number 2. You'll recall that the formatting of the ebook version was giving me some grief. Happily, the print version doesn't appear to suffer the same problems. Just to recap, the books I mentioned today were Garth Nix and Sean Williams, Trouble Twisters, by Scholastic Books. Mercedes Lackey, A Natural Issue, published by Daw. The Cloud Roads, written by Martha Wells, published by Nightshade Books. The Strange Affair of Spring-Heeled Jack, written by Mark Hodder, published by Pyre. The Curious Case of the Clockwork Man, written by Mark Hodder, published by Pyre. The Expedition to the Mountains of the Moon, written by Mark Hodder, published by Pyre. Infidel by Cameron Hurley, published by Nightshade Books. George Mann's The Affinity Bridge, published by Tor. Andrew P. Mayer's The Falling Machine, published by Pyre. The Buntline Special, written by Mike Resnick, published by Pyre. The Doctor and the Kid, written by Mike Resnick, published by Pyre. And Carol Berg's The Demon Prism, published by Rock. This has been Web Genie, letting you know what's on my reading list.